The matter now before the court is Waldo 2219, and that's Jeffrey Maybe et al. Versus Nordic Aqua Farms et al. We are streaming the oral argument in this case live on the web. And in rebuttal, Attorney Tucker.
Chief Justice, I'd like to go to your point about the intertidal land adjacent to Lot 36 and 35. And whether that needed to be referenced in the 1950 deed. And this court has repeatedly said that the upland can be separately conveyed from the intertidal in Bell 1, and the intertidal can be separately conveyed than the upland. And it also has said land cannot be appurtenant to land. 55 times in the trial court decision, the trial court referred to, every time it mentioned the intertidal land, as appurtenant to the immediately adjacent upland. But intertidal land need not be adjacent to any upland lot. In the Graveson versus Fisher decision.
So that brings me back, that argument brings me back to why then doesn't the 1946 Cassata deed, which says that it's conveying, also conveying whatever right, title, or interest I may have in and to the land between high and low watermarks of Penobscot Bay, why isn't that conveying all the interest I have with in and to the land between high and low watermarks?
Well, actually,
so that would be not only what's in front of the land conveyed to Cassata, but why doesn't that also include, for example, the intertidal land in front of Poor, for that matter, what ultimately becomes the Butler deed?
It could have if that was actually what it was in the Cassata deed, but the exact language in the Cassata deed is also conveying whatever right, title, or interest I may have in and to the land between high and low watermarks of Penobscot Bay in front of the above referenced, above described lot. And that was referring to the four corners of the lot that was conveyed to the upland lot conveyed to Cassata.
Okay.
Now, getting to the point, so it only conveyed the intertidal land. And if you look at sketch three, you'll see in yellow what that is. But also, getting to the point of whether there was a conveyance that or reference that needed to be made. To the termini of.
I'm afraid that your time is actually.
Sorry, Your Honor.
The briefs in this case were extensive. We appreciate the arguments that were made in this case. And as is our usual practice, we will take the matter under advisement and issue a written order in due course. It is also my understanding that, Attorney Tucker, this is your first law court argument. And under those circumstances, we would ask counsel if you would like to come back for a few minutes and meet the court. All counsel, of course, are invited. Thank you.